Recently, a customer posted an open letter to Starbucks China CEO on the internet, complaining that a Starbucks barista had to ask him every time, "Are you sure you want the tall size of your coffee?" Here in Starbucks jargon, tall being the smallest size of Starbucks coffee, and it's called 中杯 in Chinese, which is medium size. So there you go. It can be kind of confusing. But what's up with all this fuss of a complaint letter that has gotten so much attention?
A customer named Lin Guotong, he was the holder of the so-called golden card member of Starbucks Coffee. And he fell in love with the coffee before 2010, and he has been the golden member for over 6 years. And he drank over 200 cups of coffee between 2013 and 2014 and went there almost every weekday. So for this loyal customer, he felt a little bit annoyed some way, because every time he ordered the coffee, the Starbucks staff always recommended a bigger size to him and would ask, "Are you sure you want the tall size? That's our smallest size," as He Yang has elaborated. Yes, the translation is indeed a little bit confusing to some people who are not regular Starbucks customers, maybe. And so that Lin wrote an open letter to Wang Jingying, CEO of Starbucks China region, complained why the staff always doubted customers' choice of their coffee cup size. The letter was published on WeChat public account and receiving over 500,000 netizens, leaving over 3,000 comments. And Starbucks and some online celebrities also reposted the post, including Luo Yonghao, founder of a smartphone brand Smartisan Digital Corporation. And Starbucks replied Lin via phone calls and emails after internal meeting and saying they would improve their service level and provide all customers who love Starbucks with a differentiated customer experience. Yes, the cup size of Starbucks is something people keep talking about, and the translation is a bit confusing to me as well. And, you know, it's true that some customers don't know. What do you guys think?
Oh, how long do you want me to talk about this? Can I tell you, this is...
As much as you want.
This really, really gets on my nerves whenever I go into... we have to say that other coffee shops are available other than Starbucks, and I think they probably all do the same in a way with all the different names for different coffees. When I was growing up, there were only three kinds of coffee, a black coffee, a white coffee, and if you were really trying to celebrate, you had a frothy coffee.
What is that?
It's sort of like it's like coffee, but with like bubbly milk on top.
But what about the size?
Well, you didn't get any choice.
Oh.
You were just given what you were given. And I think that's, I still find that one of the hardest things about going into something like Starbucks is when you're stuck behind somebody who is reeling off about four different, you know, they want the perfect coffee. They want it this particular size with this particular flavor, with this particular number of shots or something. It goes on for about 20 minutes before you actually get to be able to order a coffee, which is what I want, a coffee. The size thing doesn't really bother me, because I usually go for the tall or the zhong coffee, which is the one I always go for. They never seem to ask me if I want to have a larger coffee, or maybe it's because I'm a foreigner and they don't want to get into an argument or something, but I get what I want, so that's fine.
That's great, and I think it's because you have such a friendly face and you have such a kind demeanor.
I think
and
also...
you're such a wonderful person.
I think
whenever they see you... Oh, finally, I get my window of throwing in those adjectives. You get what you want, see?
I get what I want. But also, to be honest, I point at the size of the cup that I want, because they always have... three cups in a row.
Yes.
Right next to the cash register. So,
that's such a good idea for clarity. And also, you have your nice way of getting your coffee. And I want to know, He Yang, how do you get your coffee?
You're one of these people. You want to have all these. You're there for 20 minutes.
Do you have the same trouble?
Well, My dear friend Yu Yang, thank you for asking me that question. But the part that I don't really appreciate from your question was, there goes the nice way with Bob. And what are you implying with me? The unnice way, maybe?
No. Maybe it's different way.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. And Bob, I have to challenge you with one thing. You said, I just want a coffee.
Coffee. That's all I want.
I want the coffee for me.
No.
And that has to be the right one with the right flavor, with the extra shots, without the cream or with the cream.
Yeah, this is the generational thing. This is a generational thing.
And my size, the one that I want. It has
You're
to be
the
so
person
particular.
In front of me in the queue that takes 20 minutes to order a coffee.
Aw, Bob, it would be a wonderful settlement if you are in front of me.
Well, who benefits from that? You benefit from that.
Yes, I do. And that should be the way it is.
That's not very fair, is it?
But I think it's such a genius idea, maybe a bit schemey from Starbucks. And
this is normal, though. This is just upselling, that every business does this because they want to have the customer spending more money. Well, so, you know, this happens everywhere.
Well, with the wise Bob Jones in the studio, he's seen more of the world. Of course, he see it as something.
I've done it myself.
Yes,
I have
you
upsold
have.
Myself running a cafe.
Bob, you've brought it on yourself.
I agree with Bob on this angle, and I have figures to support your argument.
Queen of figures.
Here it comes.
The Queen of Figures is going to speak.
Yes. So,
all hail the Queen of Figures.
So I also agree that the staff might expect the customer to reconsider his or her choice, as a recommendation by the staff might increase Starbucks' yearly sales revenues in China by over 60 million yuan. That's about $8.74 million. So it's worth trying. If that will not cause too much trouble to the customer. And also, I guess it's a way to confirm the order, to clarify to some people who might want a bigger size and misunderstand the tall size is big enough, and they, in the end, only to find the tall size is actually the smallest size for Starbucks.
Yeah, that's interesting, because I think at least two things are going on with the marketing strategy here. One is, it is the smallest size. Why don't you just tell me that it's a cup? and they don't do that. So they say it's tall. And in Chinese, it's medium, 中杯.
Mm. But
That's the interesting thing first. Mm. Yes. Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to maybe imply to you, that, or make you feel better, that although you're buying the smallest and the cheapest one in that shop, but you feel like you're getting more. I think that's one thing that's going on with the marketing, although I can't figure out what exactly is the reason behind that. And second, is this clarification process that Yu Yang has been talking about. It's inviting and also, to some extent, emotionally coercing you to get a bigger one. Because if you don't, and you're sort of put on the spot when there's Bob behind you waiting.
I
don't want to look
get on with it.
And come off as the cheapskate. Do you see what I mean?
I'm not putting any pressure on you to have a larger cup of coffee.
Are you sure, Bob?
No, totally.
I'm sensing a lot of pressure from you right now.
No, I seriously want you to order your coffee so that I can order mine, and you're just taking 20 minutes to do so. Mm-hmm. But I think what irritates me, and it happens in other shops as well, is where they say, okay, do you want a coffee? Do you want some biscuits to go with that?
Yes.
Do you want to have this? Do you want to have that? That irritates me.
And that happens here too.
It happens here, but I specifically only asked for a coffee. That's all I want. Don't ask me if I want anything else. I've made my choice.
Oh, yeah. And Heoyang, you mentioned an interesting point about studying the psychology of the customer. Yes, it is very subtle. Maybe it can make the customer feel better if it's Zhongbei. But I think it's more interesting to study the psychology of the Starbucks staff.
Ooh.
And
very intellectual.
And I don't think they will recommend to you different sizes if you belong to the following two types of people. One, you seem very firm, very affirmative and determined, and you just order what you want. It's her young style. So affirmative.
Oh,
and the second one, you appear very busy. And they don't recommend to busy people, and they won't waste the time of some customers who appear very busy, maybe with phone calls or with their mobile phones. That's the underlying psychology of the staff member.
That's interesting. Yeah, because I like to put up a really hard, sort of like a front mask kind of way, in a way that I don't want people to find out that I'm actually a super nice person. So when I go into
you do
that,
it so well.
Oh, what have I done? I've revealed my darkest secrets to the world on national radio.
We know now. We know everything.
Okay, so when I go into the Starbucks coffee shop, I make it clear that today I want the tall size. And I don't give the barista a chance to ask me, and I say, yes, the smallest one. Yeah, and with that kind of tone,
nobody's going to argue.
Yeah, they're just going to leave me alone.
But have you noticed, when you're standing there at a Starbucks, it does actually say on the side that you're going to get your drink within 20 seconds or something. It actually specifies. But does it ever take that long? I don't think so. Certainly in China, it takes 2, 3, 4 times as long to get a coffee in Starbucks in China than it does in other countries.
Have you tested it?
I just know. Because the frustration is building in me second by second.
Aww.
Whenever I go into a Starbucks.
Because I was standing right in front of you.
You are standing in front of me taking 20 minutes to get a coffee.
My coffee, as I have my daily chat with the barista as well, and as they put a little picture on the
little
cup
picture,
and put my name on it,
and you get
to
discount
make it really,
with a special
yes,
voucher,
of course, that's what you do to a loyal customer.
And yes, for loyal customers, I think Starbucks need to do their bit and do some more work. You know, you need to study your consumer habits of your customer, and whenever they swipe the membership card, you should know their preferred taste or cup size they usually order, and then you won't trouble, you won't annoy the customer with the repeated question, are you sure question.
Yeah, especially if that person whips out the gold membership card, you know you have a expert standing right in front of you, probably knows more about coffee than you do. So just don't ask the irrelevant questions, but be nice and friendly and professional. And a smile often is a very good badge of honor for people. That's what I think.
You know, they could actually have, they usually do have two people serving, don't they? So in fact, you could have a quick server and a slow server, so that the quick server knows, just give the person what they want. The slow server can go into all the questions. Are you sure you want that? Do you want something bigger? Do you want to have a biscuit with that? A bit of cake, a sandwich or something?
All right. Starbucks China, do you hear this from
I have
Mr.
spoken.
Bob Jones? Yes, there is something you should study about to make consumer experience a little bit better.